Thank you for tuning in to Keith Realty's podcast. We'd appreciate it if you leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening to this episode.
Hello everyone, it's Trent, Keith, and
Taylor K.
And we are here today to discuss communication with realtors. It's something that we deal with a lot in this profession. It takes a lot of communication, going back and forth, figuring out all the details when you're working on a real estate transaction. So what would be the first point that you'd like to discuss today, Taylor?
For my tips in communication is just to kind of talk with your real estate agent about what is the best way to get in contact with you. So, if you do better with text and you can be more responsive quicker with a text message, then kind of let us know that. If a phone call works best, because that's very important that we know the best way to make contact with you in a time-sensitive situation.
Yes, definitely. That's one thing you want to keep in mind. When you work with someone, let them know your schedule.
Yeah.
If you work first, second, third shift, whatever it is, you're in a routine that you sleep during certain hours. Let your real estate agent know that so they know when to reach back out to you. In whichever form that you've determined, because it is a lot easier on both of you if you know those time frames for sure.
And then we can, we have that information so that way if we're working with the agent on the other side, we can let them know, hey, my client, you know, works night shift, we won't be able to make contact until the morning. That just kind of gives us extra leverage with the communication factor. And then if you know it's going to be hours before you can get to something, just let us know that. That's no big deal. We don't need to necessarily know why. Just let us know that it might be a while before you can get responses in. Again, that way that we can communicate that to the other side and we don't miss out on opportunities that you might really hope houses that you might really be interested in.
Yes. One of the things that play into that is if you're going to travel somewhere, if you're going somewhere for the weekend or the night or whatever, just let your agent know so they can tell the other parties involved that it may be 24 hours before we can get back to you, or it may be, you know, tomorrow morning, whatever be the case. That way everybody stays on the same page, because it can definitely affect your chances of getting a property that you really want if your agent doesn't know the details of when you're going to respond, so the other side of the transaction can kind of know what's going on.
Yeah,
for sure.
And another thing that goes with communication and time sensitivity is make sure that you are pre-approved. So that way when you are in kind of a time-sensitive, urgent situation, you're ready to pull the trigger if you need to, and we're not having to wait around. Make sure that your agent knows what you're pre-approved for, and you're kind of having conversations about that.
Yes, definitely. It's a bad feeling when you go look at a property and it's exactly what you want, and you go to write an offer and you do not have your pre-approval yet, and you have to actually wait on that, because if you're in a situation where there's multiple offers on a property and yours is the only one that doesn't have a pre-approval letter with it, the chances of you getting that really decreases. So you want to have all that lined down. And that all comes back to the communication with your realtor. When you pick what realtor you want to use, you definitely want your communication with them to be your first priority before you even go look at a house, because you can get a lot of these details lined out ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you have anything else on your list?
Just kind of, like I was saying with your pre-approval, just kind of know what your budget is, and there is negotiating power. You know, we can do what we can on our side as being your real estate agent, but just kind of be aware of your budget so that way you're not searching way out of your budget. And then even if you are pre-approved and you go to make an offer, you can't quite make that, and then you're missing out on a house that you really like. So just be aware of those things, and it can make the buying process a lot smoother and a lot quicker sometimes. So
yes, definitely. Yeah, you always want to talk to your real estate agent about the numbers on the deal, because you don't want to be looking at a $300,000 property and you're qualified for $200,000 and all you're doing is causing friction between the two sides because you're so far apart. So be very open with your agent. Your agent should not be telling that to anyone anyway. It's all personal information, but it's something that helps you both through the process of making offers, working on a deal. We're actually here in regards to protecting you as a buyer, and we do not make anything unless we help you buy the property that you want to buy. So we're wanting to make it as smooth as possible. If a real estate agent tells you something, it's normally because they've run into this before, and they're just trying to help make the whole process as smooth as possible. If you feel like it's anything other than that, then find a different real estate agent. But for the most part, most real estate agents are looking out for your own good, and that's why you have a real estate agent to help you through that process, for sure. So if you have any other questions, don't hesitate to let us know. Put comments, questions down below. Thanks, everyone, for listening to our Real Estate Advice 101. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts with our weekly episodes. Check us out on Instagram at Keith Realty and Facebook at Keith Realty and Auction Group. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next time.
Congratulations. We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you have any of your own questions, then you can send an email to keithrealty@outlook.com or give us a call at 812-714-8250.